Episode 2614, Always Finish What You Start.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's a brand new start of a brand new week, which means that you have new mercies and you can look at your day totally differently than when you did it yesterday. So take a deep breath. It's all about your leadership and mindset. Always finish what you start. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Even though life gets complicated and chaotic, you don't have to have everything together to do what you want. The key is to always finish what you start. And that doesn't mean you will finish it in the way that you started. You will most likely pivot as months and years go by. But just because life throws you curveballs, it doesn't mean you have permission to quit. But so easily today, we do just that. We quit because, well, we've had children. We quit because we, well, had a divorce. We quit because, well, what is it for you? Oh, wait, I need to go back and get more certifications. We quit because. I don't want you quitting. I want you to see it to the end. And even though that end may look totally different, it's worth the journey. So when you're considering your dreams and goals, you need to make sure you validate what you are doing on a daily basis in the season you're in. So how can you always finish what you start in the midst of constant change? Well, you need to merge and reflect. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy, merge and reflect. Now, keep in mind that nothing is impossible, right? But we also know that you need to understand how to keep moving forward when life gets ridiculous, and it does. Just look at the last 2 years. So if I can be very honest with you, much of my dreams have morphed into something else than when I first started dreaming that dream. Does that make my current dreams less than the original ones? Of course not. But it does require me to make adjustments as life happens. But the problem is, the way I see it, is that we use the excuse to say, oh, I'm just going to lift up on the accelerator just a little bit. Maybe I'll even apply the brakes. And the excuses come in and it gets really easy. You get comfortable with your excuses. It's easier to live in your comfort zone than live out of your comfort zone. So we just make do. We just sit back and say, you know what? It's okay. I'll do it when the kids go back to school. Oh, wait, it's okay. I'll do it when my husband's job is secure. Oh, wait, I'll do it when I go back to school and finish it. Really? I mean, when does all of this stuff happen? Because guess what? Time does not stand still. Change is a constant. So that means if you have a dream, you have to be able and willing to grab hold of that dream and to see it through. Now, yes, there are going to be seasons where it doesn't work out and you do pause for a moment, but that doesn't mean for an eternity. And I really would encourage you not to. Maybe you'll go and do something else during that season. It may look different, but it still can honor your dream. So how do you merge and reflect? Number one, you got to honor the original and then where you're planted now. There's a lot of honoring here because sometimes we don't think we're worthy. And when that gets into our mindset, you're living from a scarcity point of view, not an abundant point of view. Your perspective matters. So honor the original. Honor the one that you started dreaming this when you were 5 years old or 12 years old or 22 years old. But then look at where you're planted now. There is a time for everything. As life becomes complicated and chaotic, you need to know where you came from, but also where you are planted in the season that you're in. Because if you stay too focused on what you don't have, you're going to kill the dream. I mean, I'm just going to tell you like it is. But when you make room for where you are, then you can adjust accordingly. And that leads me to number two, pivot is your best friend. In order to keep that dream from dying or becoming packed up for years at a time, you know, it's like loading it on the moving truck and there goes your dream and you wave goodbye. You have to be willing to change the course. Modify your direction to keep your dream alive, even if for only one moment a day. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what does that really look like? Okay, let's go to writing a book. Do you know how many people want to write a book in their lifetime? A lot. Basically, if you have five people, anywhere from 3 to 4 want to write a book. That's crazy. That's well over 75%. And it really goes up higher than that. At one point in their life, they're like, I want to write a book. Like, I've got something here. I want to tell and share it with the world. But life happens. It gets complicated. You have children. Finances change. There's a pandemic. You're homeschooling at home that you never thought you would. Then you're put into a position where you're like, well, I really need to do something for me because I'm not getting any younger. Mm-hmm. You know that realization. So then you begin to sit there and feel guilty of why you haven't moved forward. Yeah, you got to stop that. Look at it as a pivot. You're just taking what you're doing right now, where you are planted in the season that you're in right now, and making adjustments. So if you want to write that book, yeah, you may not have a publisher in mind. You may not even know how to do a manuscript. However, what you do know is that you got to write in order to be an author. So why not write? And it doesn't even have to be your book. It's interesting, as I record podcast episodes and I write every single day, and I do a lot of writing. Now, I only know this because Grammarly tells me this. I do not keep track of my words, but Grammarly does. Since I jumped on to Grammarly, and I know this might kind of be like, I can't do that, Christiane. This is not comparison. What I'm telling you is I didn't start out this way. I didn't start out writing this many words a week. Do you know, basically, I write a book a week? Seriously. That's how many words I write in a week. And some of that, oh, it sounds good. But then if I look at the dream of, well, I want to have a book out of it, then I'm thinking, well, I should have a lot of books out of it. How many weeks are there in a year? 52. If I'm writing a book every week, I should have 52 books. Even if I give myself a few weeks off, I mean 48 books. Why not? Now, I got to tell you, I am in the process of doing that, and it is so exciting. And more of it that is going to come. I'm going to be dropping little things. So, you know, make sure you come here, and pretty soon with AIM, all of that, it's going to be pretty cool. And you're going to be able to experience what it's like. So if you want to become an author, you can understand the process. I'll pull back the curtain for you. I'll help you. I want to serve you. But you see, if I get myself all wrapped up in, oh my gosh, I had 5 kids. And man, I was pregnant or nursing for 10 years and I didn't really have time to write. You know what I wrote then? I just wrote differently. I wrote music and I also wrote musicals and I directed musicals and I trained children and I helped them memorize things. Boy, was I using words all the time. But it looked different. So sometimes our dream shows up differently than what we are experiencing. And no, do I have a book from it? No. But let me tell you, I've impacted kids all over the world because of what I did. Would I change that? No. But what I will tell you is that guess what? If I wasn't willing to pivot, if I didn't take what I do seriously, then I just would have sat in the chair and been like, okay, I am going to be just that mom that gets up, changes diapers, fixes meals, cleans the house, takes them to activities, and puts them to bed. Now, is there anything wrong with that? Of course not. Understand that. But the majority of us in this world have a dream that's much bigger than changing diapers, taking our children to activities, and watching them grow up faster than we ever thought was possible. So pivot. Honor the original. And finally, number three, take AIM. You have to be willing to take the action to continually ignite your motivation to stay in the game of your dreams. It is a game. And there were times that I would look back and say, my gosh, you're leaving a lot on the table. You're kind of failing yourself. Really? Is that the way to talk to me? No. Remember, it's not about doing everything all at once. Take what is presented to you on a daily basis and take that one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. When I was in the season of writing music and teaching kids many Broadway musicals from a Christian perspective, some of which I would write, others I bought the musicals and I taught them. I did all the choreography though myself. I had to learn all the songs. I had to change some things for, you know, if we didn't have enough girls that wanted to try out or I needed more boys, I had to figure out how can I make this work for the cast that we have. And I did that for ages 3 all the way up to 12th grade. Do you think that's any less than? Do you think my impact is any less than what it would have been had I been writing a book? No, because I was experiencing life and I did it through the eyes of a child, which allowed me to see so much more. But if I sit back and just say, well, you know, this just isn't going to happen, which we can so do. And now some of you are in the point of, oh my goodness, my kids are growing up. Now what do I do? Now where do I go? Now where do I begin? And things look different. Friends appear even differently. Social media has changed things. Maybe you've noticed some things about your friends that you're like, yeah, I just don't like that. And so you begin to take a step away from your good friends. And then you're like, but what about church? And of course, church has changed. The pandemic changed a lot of things. Some people are not even going back into church because they got so comfortable being and staying at home. I know we did. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that. You know I'm going to tell it straight to you. But you always got to finish what you start. And that starts with one step. Merge and reflect. Now, when you get tired because of the craziness, because you're going to, give yourself permission to take a look back. Celebrate where you came from and look forward to doing what you can in the moment. You don't have to have your full day filled with 200,000 words. And you don't have to sit there and pull your hair out going, oh my gosh, I've got to get this done right now. You may have that deadline after you have your publisher or after you've decided that you're going to self-publish and you're going to send it to the editor. There's so many different options out there when it comes to being an author. I've been privileged to be able to be a part of that. Believe it or not, I'm an international best-selling author of 2 books. I co-authored it with other authors. It's awesome. It's out there. You could go purchase it. One's on leadership and one's about COVID and surviving it in the pandemic. But it's one of those things where I don't sit here and brag about that. Why? Because there's a next step for me. That was a jumping off point, a jump start of where I'm headed. And my ghostwriting and ghost speaking. But all of this has changed and morphed from even the point of me taking care of this business, Create Your Now. Even since I started speaking every single day on this daily podcast. Merge and reflect. Your dreams and goals are not dependent on what life throws at you, but they are dependent on how you choose to move intentionally to live, to love, and impact. So go out and be a woman of impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. You got this. That is how you will always finish what you start, even with the calculated pit maneuvers. Change is your friend, not your enemy to your dreams. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.